Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hutt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, John.
So, pretty quiet time for actual gardening right now.
Well, actual gardening is over. You know, it's time to clean the place out a little bit and begin to think that Christmas is on its way.
Right. So we're going to talk a little bit about possible gifts for gardeners. And that's what a great idea, because a lot of times we are kind of reaching for something. We're searching for an idea.
Yeah, I've been married 50 years, and getting a unique present for my wife is beginning to be somewhat of a challenge. Although she likes to be outside and garden, too. The romantic in my heart gave her a wheelbarrow for her last birthday, and she was thrilled. She was thrilled.
You say plants. Maybe not the best choice, although there may be some exceptions there.
Yeah, it's something to take care of, and you know, plants are not exactly what you call a durable present. I like durable presents. You know, every time I pick up something that one of my grandkids or somebody's given me, it reminds me of them. Mm-hmm. Warm glow all over. You know, hey, Christmas time all over.
Uh huh. Yeah. So, maybe some house plants might be a possibility.
Well, I saw a unique idea about, you know, like some of the carnivorous house plants. You know, if you want to get gruesome about that.
Well, I've read some pretty disturbing things about some of those. So that would be a little bit of a macabre choice, maybe an Addams Family kind of approach there.
Well, there's a solution about that. We'll talk about that here in a second.
Okay. So obviously tools are a good choice, and you've got some suggestions there.
Right. And when I was looking for these things up, I tried to keep everything in like the $25 range. So they're either $25 or just a little bit ahead of that price. Some of them a little bit less, like tools, for instance, hand tools. You know, now you're going to know your gardener, hopefully, and what they need. And you take a look at that old shovel that they've got with the split handle that they've got duct tape around. You know, hey, it might be an idea. You know, every time they dig in the ground, they're going to think of you. You know, it depends on what their thoughts about digging in the ground are.
Sure. Hand pruners, garden hand tools. There's something called a Japanese hand weeder.
Yeah, I was looking at the weeders and things like that to try to get a really good handle on prices and everything. And there was a little Japanese hand weeder that I think I'm going to gift myself with. But there's all kinds of unique things. If you get online, start looking around, you'll find some unique tools on there that they help out your gardener.
And are there some of these available? I guess the obvious places, Home Depot and Lowe's and so forth, are good places to look.
Some of the unique ones, no, but some of the better garden centers will have unique tools. Sometimes I've kind of looked at it. Some of the garden centers are a little pricey when it comes to tools like that. So you got to kind of watch yourself. Like I said, we're trying to stay in a $25 range here.
Right. We're talking with Byron Chitwood. Boy, I'm dropping back into, I don't know what brought that out. We're talking with Wayne Bowman, and Wayne is a Hunt County Master Gardener. And we're talking about possible gifts for gardeners as the holiday season is upon us, the Christmas season. And another category you have here is apparel.
Yeah, like sun hats. You know, gloves. My wife loses a pair of gloves about every month, and I found a place I could buy them by the dozen. it kind of solves a problem.
We have a great collection of left-handed gloves.
You know, really?
Or right-handed, one or the other, but they don't match. That's
I got
the
a whole collection of right-handed gloves.
We'll get together. But I don't have any that match. That's the truth. Kneeling pads. Boy, that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they have some little kneeling benches now that have handles on the side so that you can push yourself up. Now, they're a little pricier than $25. We're talking $50 to $60 range. Uh-huh. But they are really a nice thing, too, if you want to afford something like that.
Yeah, but the pads or the bench is a great idea, but it's so hard on your knees when you're down there working.
Oh yeah,
baskets to carry things. That's
tool
nice
baskets. When it's time to harvest, something to take the crops out with.
Yeah. Now books. There's a good idea. What are there some particular books you would recommend?
Yes. But you got to be very careful about that because don't forget we're in Texas. And our growing season is not like the growing season in the north. Mm-hmm. And I went through a couple of really high-end bookstores, and they've got a rack of books that are maybe a foot and a half wide. you know, in this huge bookstore on gardening. And most of them are for north. Mm. So you have to be kind of careful about looking at it. Amazon's a good place to look for books. In fact, I found a really good copy of Dr. McTeachum's book on fruit trees in there. It looks absolutely spectacularly new, even though they say it was a used right. book, and it cost me less than $10.
Sure. Well, I would just drop in my friend Neil Sperry as someone who produces some excellent books.
Yeah, his books run a little higher than.
Are they?
Yeah, just a little bit more than $25, but still. I got one on the bookshelf myself. It's a great reference.
Right, of course, and you can find them used out there, and as you say, in pretty good shape. Now, what's this about a stepladder?
Years ago, as we were driving home from the evening worship service on Christmas Eve, my grandson leaned over. He was about 3 at the time. And he says, "Pappy got a ladder." If my kids had gotten me a stepladder for Christmas, boy, it got quiet in the car.
Oh, well, the 3-year-old will always give it away.
Yeah, but every time I climb that ladder, I think of my grandson.
There you go. And that's how it works at Christmas time. Wayne, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
All right, John, take care.
Wayne Bowman, Hunt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.